Gillian Dobson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dennis.
Could you just give me a bit of a picture of what you're looking out at Mount Buller?
Oh, well, I'm looking out to a very, well, it doesn't look chilly, of course, but it feels pretty chilly. We had some snow on the ground this morning and a few little flurries happening. It's cleared up a bit now, but it's still very cold. We're sitting at about minus one, so we can feel winter in the air, that's for sure.
What's the, and you're probably getting real, you'd be getting excited about this early.
Oh, it is early, actually. We generally get a little bit of snow, generally around about sort of April, but to see it this early is always exciting. People get pretty excited. It doesn't matter how many times you see snow, as soon as you see those first flakes, it's always this good buzz in the air. So, yeah, we get pretty excited this time of year.
I'm sure you've been checking out the Weather Bureau website, but are you likely to get a fair bit from this?
It's not really that clear at the moment. The forecast has been changing a little bit this week, and we did get a little bit obviously this morning, and it was very cold overnight, and there is a bit more forecast later today and into tomorrow, but it does keep changing a bit. So you never know, we might have a few centimetres, but at this time of the year, it doesn't settle on the ground that much because obviously the ground's still nice and warm from summer. So, it doesn't really settle that well. So if you look on the snow cam, you might not see too much, but we see the flurries and we see it sitting on things around the resort too, which is always a pretty sight, especially in the morning when it's super cold.
We're going to pop up a photo on the website and also on my Facebook page as well. Gillian, up around Mount Buller during the summer months, or say autumn, do many people come up to experience that area without the snow?
Absolutely. In summer at Buller, our main reason for people visiting is mountain biking. So we've got a really comprehensive network of cross-country trails as well as downhill mountain bike trails that are serviced by the chairlift over the peak sort of summer period. We get lots and lots of people up here on the weekends actually enjoying the cycling and the mountain biking, which is great. And then lots of sightseers as well. So people love coming up and having a little look because it looks very different to what it does in winter. It's a beautiful place to be. Lots of wildflowers and things like that out. Beautiful views. And it's a very nice place to visit regardless of what time of year it is.
Well, you would have to think that you're almost assured of a fantastic winter this year.
We could only hope. We had an absolutely cracking season last year, which was wonderful and saw some record numbers and record snowfalls and all that sort of thing. So we'll cross our fingers that Mother Nature comes to the party and does the same thing this year. We'll be doing our snow dances as we get closer to the season.
Jill, is that a particular dance you do or is it rehearsed?
We generally don't, but it's a very happy dance, put it that way.
And a bit of a party. Gillian Dobson, thank you. And some